Check your stock portfolio, folks. Is it time for some real estate? Maybe so, maybe no. No panic selling here.
I rhymed. Quick rhyme to start the show.
Listen, I'm a poet, and to be honest,
I didn't even know it.
I did. I knew it. Hey, listen, folks, I don't know if you've noticed, wink, wink, I'm pretty sure you have, the market, and I mean the stock market, and by the way, the bond market, Courtney, I know you were itching to talk more about the bond market, so we'll get into that.
Love bonds.
This is not an equities or investment show as it relates to stocks and bonds, but we're going to talk about it a little bit today because it does impact your real estate decision making. Certainly impacts your real estate investing, and it may impact your overall wealth picture. So we're going to get into it, but I'm going to tell you not only a strong opinion, but I'm going to call it an inference, which is an educated opinion about what's coming as it relates to your DFW area residential real estate in light of what is happening in the stock market. Now, I'm no tariffs expert, and I'm certainly not an international economic guru. So we're going to stray from making any bold comments there other than to say a lot of activity in politics and the economy that you probably ought to factor into. Should I buy? Should I sell? Should I remodel the kitchen or move out to some land or convert the garage or any of those other residential real estate decisions that you may be making? And we're here to help you with. So if you have a question about any of that, holler at us, 214-310-0008. You can call that number or text it. I would just have it saved in my phone if I was you, 214-310-0008. And you can holler at us if you want to buy, sell, invest. If you have questions about a plumber, an electrician, a roofer, refinancing, insurance, anything remotely related to your house, if we can help you, if we can use our God-given gifts and abilities to add some value in your life, whether you're selling or not, we want to do that. We're eager to do that. So let us know, 214-310-0008 or online at toddtremonteteam.com. Now, normally, Ian, the first segment of the show is brought to us by the same person.
Normally.
Yeah. How about today?
Well, it is still brought to you by Patrick Gleros with his team at ABC Bank. You can reach out to Patrick. You can go to patrickgleros.com if you are wanting to get a mortgage, refinance, general questions. You can start an application right there on his website, right there at patrickgleros.com. If you want to call him because you want to hear his sound of his voice.
Listen, he's a vocal performance guy, big major at SMU. He's got soothing tones.
You can call 972-386-1231, NMLS number 308804, patrickgleros.com. That's G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickgleros.com.
And the voice of an angel, you know, just a bonus for your mortgage lender to have, to be able to belt out some Pavarotti, which I heard him do at one time at a performance, literally in high school. PatrickGleros.com, folks. All right, hey, here's the deal.
Pavarotti.
Uh-huh. Not when he was in high school, but when Patrick was in high school.
Got it.
Yep. Okay, here's the thing. The stock market is a big deal, and if you're listening to AM radio and you're reading the newspaper, you're either tired of hearing about it or you're paying very close attention to either your retirement portfolio or your investment portfolio or your college savings for your kids or whatever the case is. I'm no investment advisor, so don't take my advice, but all the ones that I follow and trust are pretty much saying the same thing, which is the market always moves. We've had an unbelievable run of pretty much constant ups, but there have been plenty of downs in the last 10 years, but we're up so much over the last 5 years. Their advice, not mine, is hold your breath for a second. Don't panic. Actually, don't hold your breath, but take a deep breath and realize that things move around. By all means, some things are moving around, and I'm not here to make any predictions, but we want to talk about what does that have to do with residential real estate. So we're going to do that as we make our way through the show. Now, a couple things I want to revisit from recent episodes, recent shows. By the way, when I say episode, if you ever miss the show live, check out the podcast. Courtney, where could somebody find this podcast?
Anywhere you listen to a podcast, so like, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and
Amazon.
Yeah, rock and roll, we're there.
It's there too. Okay, cool.
Internationally, you can find it too. My brother's family listened to the show last week.
Listen, lots of people in Singapore listen to us too.
Hi, huge. Ian, happy birthday.
Hi, Ian.
So good. Okay, so check out the podcast if you happen to miss a show or an episode. There's also some bonus episodes over there where you can listen to some interviews and some hot takes. Occasionally, we let Courtney really run with the microphone over there. So if you're a big fan of the Full Price Courtney or the Yanni Donut, you should definitely be checking out the podcast. If not from time to time, all the time. But if you heard us talk over the last couple of weeks about non-primary residents and how executive orders from the president have prioritized that American tax dollars and American funding and incentives go to American citizens or at least permanent residents, that's impacting non-permanent residents and your ability to get one of those government-backed mortgages. And late May, mid to late May, as it looks now, those FHA mortgages and other government-backed mortgages are going away for non-permanent residents. You are not going to be able to qualify for a mortgage if you are a non-permanent resident, at least a government-backed mortgage. And then the argument, not the argument, the anticipation, the prediction is that the other, what we call conventional mortgages, will soon follow suit. And there's reasons for that. We're not going to take a bunch of time to tell you why they will usually follow suit, but they do. They do usually follow the government rulings, the government criterion for getting a mortgage. So all that to say, if you are a non-primary resident or you know or like or love someone who is a non-primary resident and they want to own a home here and they want to borrow, get a mortgage, you want to be telling them that that window is closing legitimately.
Can you clarify what that is? Like, is someone with a green card or?
Yeah, the answer is not entirely, because there's a lot of different classifications. What I can clarify is what the goal of that executive order is, that citizens and permanent residents, so you can be a non-citizen permanent resident. You might have there are lots of different types of visas and path to citizenship stuff. The people that this applies to most likely know their certification more than I do. Mm-hmm. Ian has had experience with this coming from another country, right? But the point here is, if you know that you are not a citizen or permanent resident.
That is not, and let me clarify one thing, because you can be a temporary permanent resident.
Right.
No, you have to be a permanent resident.
Right. So I am not an expert on all the certifications. What I'm trying to tell you is, if you know for a fact that you are not yet a citizen or a permanent resident and you want to buy a home and borrow, if you're paying cash, that's a different story. You want to buy a home and borrow money, get a mortgage of almost any kind is what we're thinking will be the case. Certainly a government-backed mortgage, FHA specifically, by like May 25th, I think is the deadline. We could confirm that. Don't hold me to that. I don't have it in front of me at the moment. That will go away. So you absolutely need to have a house under contract by mid to late April. And guess what? We're there. So that's what we're saying is, like, we're talking days, because you need to be able to qualify for that mortgage, find a house, negotiate the transaction, get it through underwriting and inspections and appraisals and all that kind of stuff, close it and fund on it before that goes away, that option goes away. So you are talking about days and minutes away. If you would like our help with that, to get you connected with a great lender like Patrick Galeros, help you find the house and protect you, your friend or your family member, you need to be calling or texting us this at right now, 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. Or just jump online to
thatreminderteam.com.
May 25th is the date.
Yeah, so that was right. May 25th is the deadline. Where government-backed mortgages should no longer be available to non-permanent residents or non-citizens. So I think we spent enough time on that. We talked about it, I think, 3 weeks in a row now. Not because we have any, you know, necessary feeling one way or the other about this. We just want you to understand. We don't normally feel as though we're a news show. But that is a very time-sensitive data point. If you or someone you care for falls into a non-citizen, non-permanent resident group, but wants to own a home and would want or need to borrow for a mortgage, it's a big deal. I would anticipate that once that goes away, it's not coming back for quite a while. Certainly the rest of the current administration, and then even if, you know, the next administration were to want to restore that, those things take some time. to work their way through the, you know, government lending institutions and government backed lending processes. So there you have it. We probably spent more time on that than we wanted, but we wanted to be very clear, and that's as clear as we know to be. Now, another question that is just all over show notes, all over email, all over website, we get calls nonstop, is about mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates.
Don't you guys love talking about mortgage rates?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's
hot. It doesn't in any way
subject.
Doesn't in any way feel repetitive or
it's up there with sushi for you. Wait, no, barbecue. You hate barbecue.
That's not true.
It's
at
not
all.
Not even in his top 15.
Not a top 15.
This wasn't relevant.
No, I just continue, Todd. Back to you and your show.
Appreciate
go ahead.
Appreciate the offer.
I'm here for you.
Mortgage rates have dropped. Have they dropped and stayed down? Maybe. Raise your hand if you're interested in a somewhat boring but very quick explanation of what determines mortgage rates.
Ooh, me.
And no hands went up. But our listeners are interested in this. So, folks, here's the deal. If you want to know what number to look at that is most likely to drive mortgage rates, it is the 10-year treasury bond yield, which is like the rate of the 10-year treasury. That is not like the only way to know, and it's not always precise, and it's not going to always adjust in the same day. But we talk a lot about the Fed rate, and is the Federal Reserve going to lower the rate? That is not mortgage rates, and it's not this 10-year treasury rate. Generally speaking, they sort of follow the same patterns, but the 10-year treasury is the number that is most associated with mortgage rates. Mortgage rates tend to follow, and fairly quickly, that 10-year treasury rate. Earlier this week, it dropped to as low as it's been in quite a while, all year, and then it pretty quickly kind of slid right back up. Now we're talking like fractions of a percentage point. But it was at its lowest point of the year, and then it slid back up to not a ton higher. But you're talking like, what is the rate of buying a bond from the United States government for 10 years? Can I get 4% on that maybe? Well, when the market does what the market does, those treasury rates are set, and then that tends to determine where the mortgage lenders will set their mortgage rates that they're then having to commit to for 30 years or 15 years. And then the whole marketplace that happens behind that happens behind that. All that to say, mortgage rates did slide down to some of the most attractive numbers we've seen. They came back up, not a lot, but a little bit. So they're still, relative to the last couple of years, in pretty darn attractive territory, but they are still also moving around all the time.
Patrick came by the office end of last week and was super optimistic about what he was seeing and hearing and things like that. I mean, yeah, he was excited about it.
Are you ready for a big announcement, Courtney?
Yes.
And now this.
I have been saying for years now, and this isn't like, look how smart I am. This is like, this should be obvious to people, but it's not, because we just want what we want. Be careful what you wish for. Why did mortgage rates come down in the last week? Because volatility in the markets led to changes in bond rates, which led to slightly more attractive mortgage rates. So these are things that are done in response to market behavior to try to elicit other behavior and things like that. So I've told a lot of people, if you wait until mortgage rates are really, really low, that tends to come in response to the economy not being all that great. Doesn't always work that way, but it often does. So I've told a lot of people, if you wait till, say, mortgage rates come down, and if you really wanted to wait until home values come down, you may not even want to buy a house in that market, because you may be worried about your stock portfolio or your job or the price of gas. So it's always complicated. But I'll just say this. Right now is a window where mortgage rates are pretty attractive. Home values are still fairly attractive. And the pace of buying and selling is still fairly attractive. I'm not saying all those numbers are perfect, but you got multiple very big indicators lining up as pretty attractive. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy a house, I would do that before the full summer market steamrolls you. And if you want to sell a house, I would get that process going right now and try to go get in the way of the full summer market, which is going to be here in like 45 minutes, like this coming week for real. Okay, so That's a lot of me talking, but we've had a bunch of other questions and comments this week as we dig into some of those things. If you two want to
lob
some of those in. Before then, let me tell you really quickly, Courtney, about our friend DP Lambert, who also came by the office.
So fun to see him.
It's always a blast.
It's always fun to see DP, but you know what's been more fun lately?
I don't.
Hi, Ian. It's fun. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
That is fun.
We all enjoyed your birthday this year.
DP Lambert, though, will deliver you insurance like you've never seen it.
It's fun. As silly as you're being about that, it's true because he delivers it like a grown adult. Like
stumbled on my words.
Better prices than I normally
He's going to get you the best price you can get. He's going to get you the best coverage you can get for the best price that you can get. And if he can't for whatever reason, he's also going to tell you that and maybe give you some helpful advice on what you should maybe do. Yeah. That's what DP does. DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert@goosehead.com. Nailed the ending of the read.
God, so
at
good.
Least.
So good. Now, what were you saying, Corey?
Well, we've gotten some questions, and I just thought this could be a fun bit where, like, we rapid fire. You keep it under 60 seconds and help the people.
You got to pick up the pace, though, Corey. You can rapid fire.
Well, I'm ready to rock. I just wanted to set it up. Okay, so here's your first question. What do I need to do if I want to buy this summer? It's April.
Yes, hurry. Be careful, but hurry. You have to have a conversation. You got to slow down before you speed up, which means talk to pros, ideally a real estate professional, a mortgage lender, and even early on getting the ducks in the row of if you buy something, who's your inspector going to be? If you need vendors, contractors, someone to do some remodel, who are those people going to be? So get some ducks in a row. Most of that will start with a really great world, you know, full-time world-class real estate pro. But get that stuff in order. That could all happen in an hour or two with the right person. And then go be in a hurry. Strategically go be in a hurry. So slow down before you speed up. Find a great real estate professional. Go to ThoughtRemindingTeam.com. Talk to one of our full-time pros. But then be in a hurry. Every day you wait, that house is getting more expensive and there's more people to compete with.
What do I need to do if I want to sell this summer?
If you wanted to sell this summer, separate question.
Rapid fire.
If you wanted to sell this summer, you need to also get ready quick, but you don't have to be in as big of a hurry. So I want you to get ready quickly. What I mean by that is I also want you to talk to a real estate professional as quickly as you can. If you don't already have someone you love and trust, ToddTremontiTeam.com will get you connected with a full-time world-class specialist. But what you need to do is understand all the what-ifs. You know, what's our realistic price number? What's our stretch price number? What's our marketing strategy? What fits our lifestyle? What's the timetable we want to work on? Not everybody wants as fast as possible. Not everybody can be super patient. Figure those things out up front. If you're selling and buying, then we have two transactions to marry together and try to make seamless. If you're selling and moving out of state, that could add some complexity. So you need to have the conversation as quickly as possible. You need to be in a hurry for that part. And then time getting into the market or on the market with buyer momentum and that competition that we're seeing grow every single day. Get the maximum amount of money in the minimum amount of time. We still guarantee to sell your house over the average price and under the average time. You can go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, call or text 214-310-0008.
Okay, what if I want to increase my property value?
Okay, this is a multifaceted question. So for 1 minute, I'm going to go quickly. But let's just say there's some low budget ways, like I don't have a ton of money, but what could I do to improve my property value? Start with some simple landscaping. Let's make sure our grass is really, really green. Let's make sure the windows are clean. Let's make sure the house looks great. Because someone, when they come to visit it, they have already made a judgment about your house before they get out of the car, right? Does it meet my expectations, exceed my expectations? Does it fall short of my expectations? Whether we like it or not, that matters. A great low-cost tip, especially if you're going to allow evening showings, is some very low-cost landscape lighting. So worth it. Look at tree trimming. What's the canopy of those trees? Can we get it up to where when I drive by or drive up, I can see the front door? I can see those windows. And then little simple things like painting doors, painting baseboards, wiping those very, very clean, deep, 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 deep cleaning the home. Those are lower cost things that can make a big difference. There's some mid costs like backsplash and lighting and things like that, but you don't always have to do the really, really, really big things. But if you want to increase the value and marketability of your home, the rooms to focus on are the kitchen, the primary bedroom and bathroom, and then your major living spaces. And it might not even, like, your upstairs might be more important than your downstairs, but the downstairs is going to have the big impression. So now we have to think about both of them. Secondary bedrooms, third, fourth bathrooms, things like that are not as important. The more you can do, the better. But if, let's prioritize those first things to increase the value and marketability of the house.
What about if I want to protest my property taxes?
He's so frantic, but he is being quick.
Rapid fire.
If you want to protest your property taxes, that's slightly different depending on what county you live in. You do not need to pay somebody to help you do this, but it's not the worst thing. Now, when you get things in the mail, like, you know, help will help you file your homestead exemption. You don't need help with that. That's like one simple form. But if you want a professional company to automatically protest your property valuation for tax purposes every single year, we have a lot of friends and clients that do that. Several of our team members do that. But it is not beyond your ability for any capable adult to do this yourself. You want to go to the County Appraisal District website. There will be a link and a form that says this is how you protest your taxes in this county. Sometimes you mail it in. Sometimes you fax or email it in. Some of them still do fax. Other times it's all together and you show up and you protest it in person. If you're a friend of the show or a client or a loyal listener of ours, we can help you with a professional opinion letter. We'll give a professional opinion of value with an analysis of your value. Otherwise, you can go to todtremontiteam.com and click on the home value tab and get an automated value from us. Those are some things that can help you do that. But if you even remotely think your valuation might be high, you should protest. You should make sure you're not overly taxed. You should pay what you owe, but make sure you're not overly taxed.
I have a quick question. All right, we'll come back to it. If I want to invest, what's my plan?
Okay, most people invest in real estate one of four ways. You ready? Quick flip. We all know what that is because HGTV loves a quick flip. You buy a house that needs some love, you fix it and clean it up as fast as you can, and you sell it as fast as you can. You try to make a bunch of money one time, one big lump sum. That's what I call a quick flip.
It only takes like 30 minutes.
On TV.
Oh.
Slow flip is what I call a two-year flip. I wrote a book about this. You can get it on Amazon for like $9 or something. It's just basically a booklet. It's very quickly. So you buy a house, you live in it, you remodel it before you live in it, in my model. So you get to live in a fully remodeled house for at least 2 years. And then an individual can make $250K. A married couple can make up to $500K tax-free profit. In Texas, we don't usually generate that much profit in 2 years, but you could. So you can literally make a bunch of money and pay no taxes on it. There's almost nowhere else you could do that. So slow flip, that's a slow flip. Quick flip, slow flip, slow flip. Then the normal one that everybody thinks of is a traditional rental where you're gonna own a house that someone's gonna live in for a year or two. Everybody knows what that is. And then there's the short-term rental, which is vacation rental or rental near a hot spot in town or whatever. So those are the four main ways people to do it. I would not do a single one of those things without talking to a real estate pro that you trust. You can go to todtremontiteam.com. We can walk you through what's the best fit for you, your family, and your finances.
You slayed those. I thought that was really helpful. Just a quick overview. In this next segment, I think when we come back, I have a really great question about taxes, protesting.
Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about protesting your property taxes, which isn't a super exciting process, but it's really exciting to not have to pay too much. We'll also talk about a hotspot that our team talks about a lot called Aledo. But I heard a guy this last weekend refer to it as Aledo, and I'm not going to call him out, but I want to call him out.
We got to fix it.
When we get back, we're going to save you money on your property taxes, and we're going to talk about Aledo, plus take all your questions right after this.
Hi, Ian. It's Mum. Happy birthday. Lots of love. Enjoy your day.
I'm so sad your birthday's over.
But we will always have that.
I will forever. I'll love your birthday more than I have the last 12 years of knowing you or whatever.
I'll love it more than
that. The one that Grady recorded, though, has become the thing in our house that our kids love. Like, they had me send it to them because they thought it was so funny.
So, hi, Ian. It's Mom. Okay, folks, it is no longer Ian's birthday, but we did promise before we went to the break that we would talk a wee bit about protesting your property taxes. And we promised that we will talk about Aledo, not Aledo. And here's a teaser. We're going to talk about how home buyers are getting absolutely waxed by cash offers in Aledo. We'll come back to that in just a second. But Courtney, you were hot to trot on this protest your property tax thing. So what's...
Well, I'm curious if other people have the same misconception that I do. Maybe it's not a misconception.
I was
going to
say, how do you know it's a misconception?
I have had the perception that I might not want to protest my property tax if I want to get it appraised for a certain amount by the bank. Like, how, you know, like I'll
let me try to translate. This is what I do around our office quite a bit, is I translate for Courtney.
While she's doing jazz hands.
Yeah, there's a lot of hands and facial expressions. And usually shoulders fluctuations dipping. In volume. There's
a lot of, desperately want to be understood.
There's a lot of volume fluctuation. I feel like I understand you as well as one could. Okay. And you know, in a work relationship. So here's what I've got out of what she said. Okay. There's a tension between tax valuation and resale valuation. I want my resale valuation as high as humanly possible, because right. if I sell it or borrow against it, I want a giant number.
Right. Like I was told if I went and changed it.
This is where it's hard to translate because there's just more, there's more messaging.
Take out my headphone really okay? quick.
So I'll, let me just recap. Resale value, we want that super high in case we resell or we borrow or reborrow. Tax valuation, we want that super low because we don't want to be paying anybody any more taxes than we need to be. Now, let me just put in the middle of this is we want to be ethical. We want to be honest, decent people. So I don't want to pay any more than I need to pay for taxes, but I don't want to be dishonest or shady there either. So these things can both be true. Then I want to have the most beautiful, valuable, in-demand property on the planet when it comes time to sell it or borrow against it. I think your question is, if I protest and I get that number way, way down, is it going to hurt me when I sell or finance my property?
Yes. Are they connected?
Yeah. The answer is no.
Interesting.
Now, they're not 100% disconnected, like blind, like one side can see the other. Meaning a home buyer can look up your property on the county appraisal district in almost every county in Texas. Most of them are online and go, okay, cool. That's what it's being currently taxed at. What I want you to know is that if you had a very low taxable value, that's actually an asset going forward for that buyer. Now, there is a factor where if they're like, wow, the tax value on this house is $322 and they're asking me $750 to pay for it, they might have a short like, huh, that's a big difference. And then their thought is either going to be, I can't tell you what their thought is, but the logical conclusion there is either A, sweet, I'm going to pay this much, but only be taxed that much, at least for a while. And we can talk about that. Or it's going to be like, whoa, what's the big difference? And the answer might be, well, they've done a really good job of protesting it, or, you know, lots changed in the market very quickly. Now, there are some things that are not being taxed accurately, like they added on to the house but didn't get permits, and so the county doesn't know about that. That would be
sneaky.
Well, and also like not fully legit. So some buyers would then be like, hey, that's unpermitted. I don't want to be at the risk that they come make me rebuild that. So I want to verify that kind of thing. So it can get complicated. They're two very important numbers. But the answer is when the mortgage lender sends their appraiser out, they know the tax value, but they do not care about the tax value. It's two different types of valuation. One is a tax valuation where they're kind of comparing to other tax valuations. One is a resale valuation. What is a buyer willing to pay? Now, hard, quick transition, but actually a really relevant data point. The feedback we're getting from our agents on Alito is they're getting, quote, waxed by cash.
If I can I give you exactly what Gibson said?
Are you going to do it in like a Gibson accent?
I will do it in my finest American accent as
and
I
now
possibly can.
This.
I have a client that I have been working with for several months, and we've been trying to find a home in Alito, and I have put in three different offers, and every time I keep getting waxed by cash on the offer.
End quote.
What? Thank you.
Real quick.
Literally what he came in and said.
Courtney, with your performance background.
Yeah, sure.
What accent was that? No. What do you think he was trying to sound like?
Rude.
What?
Was that Alabama, South Texas?
I don't want to offend you. You're not
Southern.
Being it British.
Felt, it felt very
I just,
Georgian.
I just don't know what you're being.
It was Southern.
It started like he was trying to sound like Gibson, who's from Abilene, Texas. And then it got very
took a turn.
Southern snotty lady there right. for a minute.
Waxed by like, cash.
Good Georgian. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I thought I nailed it.
I think we'll pull the recording of that and use it for a long time.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to tie those two things together if anyone's even remotely still with us. The first thing was protesting your property tax, and the second thing was buyers in Aledo getting waxed by cash offers. Now, a couple things to talk about. We're going to dive deep into Aledo here in a second, but if a buyer in your situation, Courtney, is like, oh, tax value is super low, but the appraisal, whatever. If you're a cash buyer, many cash buyers don't even get an appraisal. They don't care because they don't need to borrow. They decide what it's worth to them, make an offer. No one else is going to say you can or can't do that because there's no lender involved to say we will or will not lend against that. So then the cash buyer might care about the tax valuation a little bit more. They also might have a higher likelihood of keeping the lower tax valuation because there aren't publicly recorded liens like these mortgages that would tell the tax assessors what you paid for it or what you borrowed against it. So that's how those two things would connect, the cash piece. Now, Aledo, let's start really quickly by talking about why Aledo is such an in-demand market. Okay, so Aledo, Texas, if you're not super familiar with Aledo, we're talking west of Fort Worth, not all the way out to Weatherford, in between. Not a new city or new community, but, you know, really rapidly growing. And to some people, it feels new because there are many new things in Aledo. A lot of development, growth in the school districts, a lot of demand to live there and work there, but also live there and commute into Fort Worth or commute further out to some more rural job opportunities. And just places to be and go and do things.
Yeah, I think it's helpful to know that it's 20 to 30 minutes sort of southwest of Fort Worth.
Yeah, west, southwest, whatever you want to call that. It's an incredible place to live. Like, people love the school system there, especially if you're into football. Their football team's incredible. They're great at lots of sports and things. So
go Bearcats.
If you're into that sort of thing, you know, a lot of teams don't love them so much because they've been really badly beaten by them. They're very, very good, especially at football. But yeah, you've got a wide array of housing options. You got a lot of new development. You have some master plan communities. You have acreage properties. We sell a lot of homes on land out there. You've got old stuff on larger lots and you got old stuff on smaller lots. And then you've got, it's been in rapid growth mode for more than a decade now. So it's not like this is a new expansion, but you also have new developments seemingly popping up over there every year. And then you've got some really cool things that draw people out there. You've got all the retail restaurant type stuff you could want, but certainly you have 20 to 30 minutes access to stuff in every direction, primarily Fort Worth. You know, they've got some great golf out there. They've got some great hike and bike and trail and outdoors type stuff. So I don't just mean like walking and biking trails. You're talking dirt bikes and ATVs and things. You're not too terribly far from lots of good hunting and fishing options. You know, easily accessible to all your professional sports and things in the Fort Worth and Arlington areas and things like that. The school district has very high rankings. Now, people choose schools for different reasons, but as far as the metrics that the state tracks and lots of different publications track, Aledo ISD is very, very highly thought of. Now, a lot of the community there does fit sort of the stereotype of Fort Worth, which is sort of a Western country. You know, you've got a lot of farmhouse type stuff. By all means, the modern farmhouse style has hit Aledo in the bullseye. Not the only thing out there, but you got some beautiful properties with the big black frame windows and solid white fronts. And you got some painted brick trends going on out there and all that. Now, pricing wise for Aledo, it's not the cheapest market out there, but we are fortunate from time to time to get somebody in over there in the 300s, but typically it's going to be 4s, 5s, and 6s, and then you can get up well into the multi-millions. It's a really awesome, incredible place to live. What are some of y'all's favorite Aledo notes?
Well, it feels like it's a place you move to be forever.
Yeah, it's a dream place for a lot of families, especially. It's not only for families, but with the schools and all those activity oriented things, there's a lot of people that is their forever home. That's their 20, 30 year property. And you don't see a lot of people bailing out of Aledo. So the growth is through development of more homes.
You know, as a chef type of guy, Todd.
Here it comes.
I like to think of Aledo as a small town that has charm and just the right sprinkling of upscale vibes.
Oh, upscale vibes. He used the word vibes.
You're giving Aledo vibes.
Upscale vibes.
I like that also it's very accessible from the interstate, and it has things. It has the city accessibility of like a Costco nearby, and yeah. I've got an HEB. Like, I want to move.
Barbecue at the HEB, huh?
It's got one of those.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I think the HEB barbecue is pretty decent.
I'm not saying it's not.
I told in the break we talked about it. I put it in the Bucky's barbecue class. Like, it's not your record breaking stand in line.
It's properly rated.
Like, fairly serviceable. Yeah. I'm not mad about that on the way somewhere.
I want to move to the country and still have my city amenities.
Move into the country.
I don't know this one.
Eat a lot of peaches.
You know, oh, peaches.
You know that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Peaches, my people.
Oh, gosh. There he goes again. Okay. Aledo's awesome. I think we've made that clear. Yeah. Now, I want to get to Gibson's point. A lot of buyers getting waxed by cash in Aledo. What does that mean? Well, it means there's a lot of competition in Aledo. And there are fairly well-funded, resourced people wanting to buy in Aledo. So if you're getting a mortgage and you're making an offer on a property, a lot of those properties in Aledo and many other places right now are getting multiple offers. Not all, by the way, but the most desirable, most attractive, great condition, well-priced, well-marketed homes are getting multiple offers right now. So if you're borrowing and you find yourself up against a cash offer that can either pay a little bit more or ask a lot less of the seller, meaning we don't have to worry about an appraisal. I could move a little bit quicker. I don't have quite as many fees involved, that kind of thing. That's the feedback on Aledo right now. That is basically that feedback means it's pretty competitive. It's not like 37 offers competitive, but you're likely not to be the only offer on a beautiful, great Aledo property. And if you have cash, you do have an advantage. Not every single time, but a lot of the time. So hear this. If you are a cash buyer right now and you want to buy an Aledo or really any other competitive, desirable neighborhood or area in DFW, whether it's on land, in a neighborhood or townhome, condo, anything, you need to be prepared ahead of time. If you have cash, you can win big right now. Let us know. 214-310-0008 or go to toddtremonteteam.com. We can go help you win big in this market right now. On the flip side, if you want to buy an Aledo or another highly desirable area of DFW right now, and you are not an all-cash buyer, which most of us aren't, you need to plan ahead and think through what advantages, what can we do to compete with a cash offer? What can we do to compete with other financed offers? What can we do to compete with people that might have some advantages or some other terms? Let's plan ahead instead of just rushing out and making an impulsive decision. What can we do to be competitive with these things, to win, to get what we want at a fair price in a timeline that fits for us? By the way, on the selling side, we still guarantee to sell your house over the average price and under the average time at the Todd Tremonte Home Selling Team. We also, even in these situations, still guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the process of purchasing a home. So you want to talk to an agent early, and if you don't already have someone you love and trust and know their track record, reach out to the Todd Tremonte Home Selling Team, 214-310-0008. Or just text us, 214-310-0008, or you can go to
ToddTremonteTeam.com.
And you can always just Google my name, spell it as best you can. Contact us in whatever way is comfortable for you. We're here to help. But don't wait too late. Most people wait too late and they lose options. You cannot start this conversation too early. Let's start it today.
Now, we talked about the schools and things, but did we give an appropriate amount of love to the Bearcats out there in India? And I don't mean the Binturong, the elusive mammal native to South and Southeast Asia that lives in the tropical forest, also known as the Bearcat. I mean the football team.
Well, we did mention that.
Yeah, Courtney did.
They are a thing. Everyone in the town knows when they're playing. I think they are certainly a Friday Night Lights.
It's a very Friday Night Lights vibe. Crowd. It's certainly a more equipped city than West Texas, Midland, Odessa of Friday Night's fame. Alito's got everything you need. It just doesn't yet have 12 of everything you need. But within 20 or 30 minutes, you've got everything you could ever dream of.
So, I really just found out that the Bearcat is a real animal and we're aware. To get that fact.
We are, just
Do
to be clear.
Like a bear?
I'm here to educate.
Just to be clear, Courtney and I and everyone in the audience paying attention is now aware that you just Googled that. And
it's a cat with a bear body.
It's a bit of a bear cat, if you know what I mean.
I guess.
I went with the crickets as opposed to the babbling baby. By the way, it's off I-20 if you're interested in that sort of things. Okay, listen. If you're buying or selling a home this summer, you're already in it. Hear me out. I know it's April, but it's late May. And what I mean by that, and if you listen to our show, you know this, in the world of residential real estate, we are always 30 to 45 days out, because if you put something under contract this very day, you are likely to close and fund and fully transfer property 30 to 45 days from now. You have got to give yourself the freedom and the margin to back out of something or to renegotiate or to adjust to a crazy inspection or a weird loan-related item or an appraisal issue or a weird easement or something. These things are real. You can't expect everything to go perfectly. Even with the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team, we are going to deliver a world-class experience to you, but life happens, things happen. We can't predict them all. We can help you deal with it. We can help you benefit from it, but you're going to need some time. So if you're wanting to buy and or sell this summer, your time to prepare started about 2 weeks ago. You're not late yet, but pretty quickly now, you're going to be a little late to the game, meaning your timeline is going to feel condensed, your options will be a little fewer, and you're not going to be able to check every box of preparing and maximizing your opportunity, whether you're buying, selling, or both. Now, hear me very specifically if you are doing both. If you're going to sell a house and buy a house, one or both of those in the DFW area this summer, you are doing yourself, your family, and your finances a massive disservice if you don't jump on the phone or Zoom or sit down with one of the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team agents right now. Because you don't have to do anything right now. You don't even have to hire us. You don't have to buy or sell or borrow or anything yet. But it would be a massive value add for you to spend 30 to 90 minutes in person, on Zoom, or at least over the phone, just figuring out, is this realistic? Is this possible? Is that type of property available? What's a realistic timeline to sell mine? What could I walk away with? All those things. What is this going to cost me? Where are the fees? You know, who else do I need to have at my disposal to get this done in a reasonable timeline? And you'll sleep like a baby. You'll sleep better than a baby. You'll sleep like someone who sleeps well if you've done that. You will not have the uncertainty of, I don't know, I'm not sure when the best time is. Answer those questions, whether you're ready to move forward immediately or 3 months or 3 years or 13 years down the road. We really feel that it is our business model and our calling to use our God-given gifts and ability to help you answer those questions, set appropriate expectations, put together a customized strategy for you, your family, and your finances to win big. You can get a free strategy session to buy, sell, or invest by calling 214-310-0008. Or you can text 214-310-0008, or you can go to toddtremontiteam.com. And what all could you do at toddtremontiteam.com, Ian?
A plethora of things, Todd, including you can get a home valuation in less than a minute. Call it 46 seconds or so. Mm-hmm. You can be able to find out what your home is worth. You're going to be able to see about what equity you have. It's going to constantly update and change. You can request a cash offer through that. There's so many things you can do. You can look for houses. You can find radio sponsors and vendors. And you name it, it's there. Other than things like ordering food and
I love
stuff.
It, yeah. No food or
real estate stuff, it's right there.
Yeah. It really, we have built it to be a tremendous, locally relevant website. Way better for you than all the national portals. So check it out. ToddTremontiTeam.com. Spend a lot of time and energy making that not a waste of your time. There's no weather forecasts on our real estate site. It is great local real estate info. You can search any home for sale by any agent on the MLS with locally up to date. Like updated every 15 minutes type of stuff. ToddTremontiTeam.com. If you have questions, if you want to know, is now a good time to buy? Is now a good time to sell? Should I buy a rental? Should I flip a property? Should I protest my taxes? Can I help my mother move here to be closer to the grandkids? Let's have that conversation. Nobody here is going to twist your arm and hard sell you. But what they are going to do is educate you, care for you. And I know this is true because we have hand-selected every single agent on our team. They have been personally trained by Ian and me and other people on the team. And we have built a community of people that generally love and care for their buyers and their sellers and their clients. And also feel an obligation to use our God-given gifts and ability to add value in the world, to do that ethically, of course, and to do it in a way that we're going to be friends for the next 20 or 30 years, and you're never going to need another real estate professional, not because we have a cool logo, but because we deeply cared for you and we're excellent at the work of real estate. So we're not just going to be buddies and be nice. We're going to go out there and dominate the negotiation and the process for you to get you more money in less time or to get you a better deal with less drama, whether you're selling, buying, or both. So reach out right now. We'll get you set up with a free 30 to 90 minute strategy session, totally free, no obligation. Just give us a call. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008, or online at toddtremontiteam.com. Now, you've heard me talk about it for years and years and years now, forever. GoodGarageFloors.com is awesome for obviously your garage floors. Also, pool decks, walkways, pathways, driveways, pickleball court, basketball court. You got a little concrete out back, play a little Foursquare, Courtney. You like Foursquare?
I mean, I should throw down.
I think Foursquare is like an all-time great.
You don't want to throw it down because then you lose. You want to keep it up.
But a downward angle with just enough movement to get in the corner of the person next to you is a takeout move. GoodGarageFloors.com. GoodGarageFloors.com. Took great care of me, great care of several of our clients. On everything from a new build to a remodel to just tidying up the place you've had for a long, long time. GoodGarageFloors.com. And then I got to ask you the question, Ian. How does it feel when we get a contract comes through and you see Republic Title in there as the title company name?
You know, the word that I would use, Todd, is delightful.
That's a good word.
Yep.
How does it feel when it doesn't say Republic Title?
Not delightful.
Not delightful.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, Republic Title really and truly are a leader in the industry when it comes to title work on residential properties. We don't know of a better one in the area. They hire great people. They do great work. You don't probably want to spend a lot of time thinking about the title company when you buy or sell a house. You just want that to go well. You want those people to be kind and caring and communicative and do it right and not waste time, energy, and money. That's Republic Title. Check them out online at republictitle.com. If you happen to miss any of this show or any of our shows, check out the podcast wherever you get podcasts. It's DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. I know that's a long name. We did it for you. We did it so it'd be easy to find us. DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti. We'll see you next time.